Cam.
Cam.
Sorry about the phone tag, pal.
Oh, I love it. How do you get your truck over to Monster Jam here in Edmonton?
Well, I'll tell you what, road closures are not an issue for us.
Okay.
No, we're actually, we're just doing a little bit of work to the trucks here in Kelowna. We've got a little bit of damage from last weekend in Vancouver, and we're going to get them whipped back into shape, and then we put them inside of a car hauler, like a 53-foot trailer, and send them off to Edmonton.
And then you just, a 53-foot, holy crap. Do you have to like put the wheels on it or anything, or is it just come in one piece?
No, what we do is we take off the big tires, and we put on a smaller, skinnier tire, and that allows us to actually fit them inside a regular tractor trailer. And
okay.
We'll put two trucks inside of a trailer. All the big tires go up at the front first, and then we load the two trucks in there and shut the doors and hit the road.
Now, what got you into this? How does one become a monster truck driver? Like, what sparked it all?
It was a long journey, but started off when I was about 5 years old riding motorcycles, and that got into motocross racing and
ATVs. 5 years old, you're riding motorcycles?
Yeah, you betcha. We started young out here. Yeah, it was just always whatever I could find to race and drive and jump and crash, and it was always involving motors. And eventually I got into Tough Trucks, which was actually the halftime show for Monster Truck, and started hanging out with some of the teams and meeting a few of the guys to get a foot in the door. And yeah, eventually I got a call, and they asked me if I wanted to come out and see if I could drive one of these things.
So. Now, what's your insurance policy?
Null and void.
You were saying that you every time you go to an event like Monster Jam, there's some damage involved. Like, how much would it cost to repair? Because you guys are crushing a lot of things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank God for our crew chief and the teams that work on these things, because otherwise it would be pretty much a complete write-off every weekend.
Yeah.
In fact, right now we're doing some frame repair. We've got the welder out and been cutting some new steel pipes to replace some roll bar pieces that were bent last weekend.
Yeah.
The whole body was pretty much destroyed, which is a fiberglass body, so you can do some repairs to it. But typically in a weekend, if we do have a rollover or a crash like that, a lot of it's superficial, you know, body damage, which we can repair and repaint and have it looking pretty good again.
Now, is it anger management for you, basically? Like when you...
Yeah, absolutely. It's the best cure for road rage that I've found yet. So.
And that doesn't translate to you. It must be weird going into your... Well, what do you drive on the regular roads?
Toyota Prius.
Toyota Prius, really?
No, I've got a Chevy Duramax.
You must, you know, think, oh, crap, I'm on the road now. I can't go crashing into things or whatnot.
Yeah, I have to switch out of monster truck mode on Monday morning to make sure that I'm not running anyone over.
What is the best advice for somebody who wants to get in on this? You're mentioning that you just contacted the right people or whatnot. Is it just who you know with this industry? Or?
You know, it has a lot to do with that. But basically, I have these kids that just want to be monster truck drivers. And I was that kid, so... You know, I never try and ignore those questions. I take them really seriously, because when I was looking at these guys going, man, I want to do that. You know, I want to make sure that those kids get the right information and that somebody actually takes them seriously, because it was a childhood dream of mine, and I just never let it go, and it became a reality. So my biggest thing is for these kids, whether it's a monster truck driver, whether it's a movie star or whatever, I want to make sure that they know they can do that if they, you know, if they set their minds to it and persevere.
Uh-huh.
I've been able to live the dream, and I'm very thankful for that, and I want to make sure that other kids out there have that opportunity. So
now, Cam, can you make a good living off of doing this too?
You know, it's I still work the rest of the year, so we're not rich and famous like a lot of people think, but it's a lot of fun, and basically for me, you know, it's a hobby. It's one of those things that, you know, when you are doing something that you love, you don't feel like you're working. So we do get paid for this portion of the year, but our season's very short, so I subsidize the rest of the year doing other stuff, doing stunt work and some filming and things like that. So.
Oh, nice. So it branches off into this. So what can we expect this weekend at Monster Jam then? For those who have not been to a Monster Jam.
Well, we're coming back to Edmonton again. I haven't been there for a few years, but the show is coming back. We've got all the big names in the sport, and Gravedigger will be there as well. That's one of my top competitors, so I'll be going head-to-head with him. And for somebody who's never been to a show, you know, I describe it as Disney on Ice mixed with Top Fuel Dragsters. So you've got this whole aspect of, you know, the kids, they love the cartoons, and all the Disney stuff and that. Well, we've got trucks that are actually themed after puppy dogs and superheroes and comic book characters and all that sort of thing. And then you bring in this horsepower, you know, 1,500 horsepower, 12-foot tall monsters. And you combine that to create basically the best family entertainment money can buy.
Did you come up with a name for your monster truck?
Actually, that name was picked by the company through a contest that we did across the country. So it was open to all Canadians to name my truck.
Yeah.
And it was a fellow in Ontario. His family came up with Northern Nightmare, so he won the contest.
Oh, and what's on your business card then? Is it say Cam McQueen, driver of Northern Nightmare?
Yeah, monster truck driver.
Do you yourself have a Monster Jam voice at all? Or
I try it from time to time, but it's just not the same. You know, they pay that guy a lot of money to make it sound as exciting as it does.
We're looking forward to seeing you here in Edmonton.
I'm hoping everybody comes out. If you've never been to a show, I guarantee that if you do come to the show, you will be back next year. It's one of those things that, you know, we're really trying to push Monster Jam in Canada, and that's the whole reason we came up with this all-Canadian truck. You know, this truck was built specifically for the Canadian fans this year. It's covered in maple leaves, and it's driven by a Canadian driver. You know, the name was picked by a Canadian, so we're really pushing this. We want to get people out to the shows and make them lifelong fans, which isn't very hard. Once you see a show, you're back for more.